Hey there, Kevin here with the Feel Good English Podcast. Today is TED Talk Tuesday. So what I do here is take a short video from TED, talk about the English used in there that you might not know, and also talk a little bit about the video itself. So a nice quick way to learn not only some new English, but also share some of the great ideas and lessons from TED.com, okay? And today is on a video called Got a Meeting, Take a Walk, by a woman named Niloufer Merchant. I don't know how to say her first name. Looks like Niloufer to me, maybe Niloufer, I don't know. But she brings up a very simple idea that could have a big impact on your life and business. So without further delay, let's get into the lesson. So this idea, so kind of summarizing her idea, Niloufer Merchant, or how about I just call her the speaker? The speaker in this video brings up the idea that to find better ideas to solutions, it's good to get out of the office and to literally walk around, go outside and walk around. At 30 seconds of this talk, she uses the word tush, T-U-S-H. Tush is the same as butt, B-U-T-T. So we sit on our tush. Tush is a nice way, kind of a child way to say butt or ass. Tush is very polite. So you're probably sitting on your tush right now, or maybe you're walking around, whatever, but tush. Then she makes a connection between smoking and sitting too much. She says that sitting has become the smoking of our generation. So these days, I think people aren't smoking as much as they used to, but they're sitting a lot more. So we're sitting a lot more, which is also very bad for our health. There's health consequences to this. At a minute 15, she uses another word for butt and tush, and the word is duff, D-U-F-F. I've never said duff, but from the context, you can kind of assume that she's talking about your butt. You ever heard of duff beer? Maybe that comes from there, duff beer sitting on your butt. Homer sits on his butt drinking duff beer. That's easy to remember. So a phrasal verb she uses, and this kind of got her thinking about this whole idea, is she was trying to plan a meeting with somebody, and this person couldn't fit her in to her normal schedule. To fit in is to find a space for something, to find a space for a meeting or for an object. But anyway, she couldn't fit her into her schedule, so she decided to have a meeting while walking her dog. This woman wanted to have a meeting with the speaker while walking her dog, because it was the only time she could fit her in. And at a minute 34, the speaker says this seemed kind of odd to her. Odd, O-D-D, means strange. It seemed kind of strange to her to have a meeting while walking the dog. And so she thought this was kind of odd. At a minute 40, she used the expression huff and puff. Now, if you've ever read the story about the three little pigs, and they build their house, and the wolf comes and wants to huff and puff and blow their house down. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. There's a song to, I think, or whatever. It means to blow hard, make a lot of wind with your mouth, huff and puff. But you're never going to use this. This is more of a literature type expression from the fairy tale, The Three Little Pigs. So she was worried that she was going to be out of breath during this conversation. She was going to be breathing too hard and out of breath, so it was worried. However, what this actually changed her life, and she decided to take this idea of going on meetings while exercising, while walking, and to make it her own. So instead of going to a horrible fluorescent lit room, you know what those are, with the bright light, white lights, she tells people to go on a walk for 20 to 30 minutes during a meeting. And for her, this has two real benefits, and this can benefit you in these two ways, according to the speaker. For one, and maybe you found this to be true, when you get out of the house or when you get out of the office and you go walking around, or maybe after work while you're exercising or doing something, a lot of times you'll come up with great ideas. These ideas will flow, will come to your brain. These ideas didn't come, however, once you get out and you start moving around and you change your environment, You come up with some great ideas. You create some great ideas. So that's the first thing. If you're in a meeting with somebody and you're outside, you both can have this natural air in this environment to come up with bigger ideas. And the second one is connecting two problems and trying to solve two problems together. And this is the end of her talk. She talks about how if we really want to move ahead and we really want to problem solve, we can connect problems and not isolate them separately. So coming up with big ideas, thinking out of the box, and she said thinking out of your office box. So thinking out of the box in those two ways, and also doing something that is healthy, are two problems solved at the same time. Okay? Cool little idea. Try this out if you can. If you can ever have a meeting with somebody, you know what I used to do sometimes with my English classes in Brazil is I would go out and I would walk around the streets and I would have the student with me and we would talk about things that we saw. I would point things out. This works really well with any level. I could say, hey, is that a car? Where is that car? The car is over there. And what's the color of the paint on the car? Or you could make it an advanced lesson and say, hey, tell me about some of these car parts on the car here. So doing things outside can really be beneficial. See if you can convince one of your colleagues or your manager. Next time the CEO of your company wants to have a meeting, say, hey, no. We're going to go have a walk outside. Okay, I'm not coming to your office. You're going to come walk with me. No, just kidding. Don't do that. You'll probably get fired. So great. Go watch the TED Talk. Go to TED.com. Type in the search, take a walk. You'll find this. So when you watch the video, you'll hear some of the words that I talked about today, and you'll really, really integrate those into your own English. It's a great way to learn. And also take some lessons from the video and become healthy. Get off your tush, get off your duff, exercise, think out of the box by going on walks during meetings. And how about a little butt joke for the day? What do you take when your butt hurts? Aspirin, of course. Talk to you soon.